Welcome to Dream University's Dream Talks, a series of conversations and interviews with thought leaders in the dream movement. Sit back, relax, and learn.
And I want to welcome our guest, Katarina Rondo. As I was saying, Katarina's been on with us. She's been a guest one other time before. I think back when we originally launched My Dream Circle, which has been about almost 3 years ago now. And then she's also hosted several calls for us, and she's an amazing person, and I'm so thrilled to know her and have had a chance to actually connect and speak with her through Marcia and being able to connect with her through that capacity. And for over 13 years, she has been a success coach and an author, and she's shown business owners and direct sellers how to stand out in a competitive and crowded marketplace, which we can all use that. And she's the creator of the Expert Advantage Program, which shows entrepreneurs how to attract clients with ease by becoming recognized as an expert in your field, which that's a very important thing. Even though we all can have the same field, by becoming an expert in it, it really sets you apart. So she'll definitely be sharing more about that. She's a Master's Certified Coach, which is the highest designation that International Coach Federation, which International Coach Federation is kind of the regulator of the coaching industry. And they have different certifications levels, and Katarina's got the highest one. She's the author of the award-winning bestseller book, Learn to Power Think. She's featured as a guest expert in six other leading business books, and she's presented herself presented her Expert Advantage program at every Dream Coach University that Marcia holds as well, which always receives great rave reviews. So, like I was saying, Katarina's a veteran with us. We love her, and we love having her here. And you can learn more about her by visiting her website at attractclientswithease.com. And we'll certainly repeat that again at the end of the call and give you a chance to learn more about her. So with that, I want to welcome you, Katarina, to the call. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Angie, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here with everybody. And I want to first have everyone take a deep breath and let it out. Let all the activities of the day go, because tonight we are going to focus on how to create more ease for you, how to fill your profit pipeline and make your phone ring and have your business totally soar because you are establishing yourself as an expert in your field. Malcolm Gladwell wrote a really awesome book, which I'm sure many of you have read. If you haven't, put it on your reading list. It's called The Tipping Point. And in The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell talks about many ways to create a word-of-mouth epidemic about your business. Now, that is really what we want to do. We want to create a word-of-mouth epidemic about your business. We also want to create an epidemic of information about you and your business, because we want your business to get to the tipping point, to that point where everybody feels that they know you, everyone feels that they've seen you, your phone rings, and also everyone feels that you're the expert in a certain area. Or if you don't want to think about yourself necessarily, everybody, as an expert, you could think of yourself as the perfect resource. For example, I've worked a lot with image consultants in the last couple of years, and one of the things is that they have, like many industries, a lot of different levels of certification. Well, if you don't have a certification yet in your industry, you might feel like, well, how can I call myself an expert if I'm not really having the credentials yet? Well, of course, as we've talked about in this arena, you know, you don't necessarily need credentials to be an expert. What I want you to think about, though, is do you provide value? Because that is really the question to answer. And every time I teach this class, the Expert Advantage, and especially when I'm doing it at a conference where, you know, people have picked this session, the Expert Advantage, and somebody always says, well, I'm new, or I haven't been at this very long, or there's all these other people in my industry that have so much more experience and expertise, and how can I call myself an expert? Again, if you feel that you bring value, then you're an expert. You have value to bring. Because that's what experts have, right? They have value to bring. They have solutions. They have ideas. So if that's you, I want you to take on the expert advantage and say to yourself, okay, I'm going to take on the expert advantage in my business. Because the truth is, everybody, when you have created your expert advantage through several of these different methods that we're going to talk about tonight, when you've done that, your potential customers feel really comfortable and really confident about working with you. Now, let's talk a little bit about what some of these different expert advantage methods are. And I like to call this value-based marketing. So what does that mean? That means when you, let's say you have a coaching business, because I know we always have some coaches on the call. When you have a coaching business, and let's say you send out a sales letter announcing a new program that you have in your coaching business, and you send a letter to everyone, and here's our great new program that's starting. Well, guess what? That's not value-based marketing. That's marketing, or it's selling, but it's not value-based. But when you send out the same program, but before it, there's a sheet with 10 ways to increase your productivity, now that's value-based marketing. So what experts do is they're always providing value. And because they're always providing value in everything they do, when people decide to work with them, they are more confident about that investment that they're making. Now, as an expert and using the expert advantage, you still sell, you still do those things that we do to get clients on board. You do them through, though, value-based marketing, not just general marketing and sales. So what is value-based marketing? Value-based marketing is looking at every single thing you do to promote your business and doing it through providing value. So, for example, your website. Is your website packed chock full of value? Do you have a blog, a podcast, articles, quizzes, assessments, statistics, maybe some graphic examples of things that people can download, some free resources. On my sites, I always have a daily inspiration card, which is nice and beautiful, plus being value added. So do you have some of these things that are not sales things? They're things that are providing valuable content to anybody that goes to your website. That's what you do when you're a value-based marketer. Okay, also, I mentioned a couple already, your articles. E-newsletter, that is, of course, value-based, right? Now, that's different than a sales email that you send out. It's an email that's chock-full of value. When you do speaking engagements, that is value-based marketing, and I'm going to talk much more in detail about that tonight because that's really one of my favorites. I believe that's the absolute best way to fill your practice and walk home with clients and build any business that you're in very quickly. Special events. One of my clients who's in financial planner, every year she runs in a fundraising run every year, but in addition to running in the run for charity, she has a big party every year to celebrate her and everybody else that runs and invites all her clients, and it's a big fancy evening, and that's a special event every year that she does. Another client that I have worked with every year, she takes her clients out to a nice dinner, she takes them to a concert, and then she talks to them and provides them some value content over dinner. So that is another special event, very nice thing that you could do. Of course, teleclasses, like what I'm doing right now, this is value-based marketing. For some of you, you already know me, but for those of you that don't, this is an opportunity for you to become aware of my work and perhaps interested in some of my programs. Teleclasses are an excellent marketing tool. I use them I'll be doing another free teleclass for my regular business next month because they're always a great way to meet new people and have them have an experience of you as best they can over the phone. Of course, speaking is better because it's in person. Now, tennis classes and speaking, a couple of things that we've already mentioned, can also be additional income streams for you. And that's what I want you to recognize. I just talked to a new potential client tonight who is in a business, and, you know, I said to him, what is your income streams? And he said, advertising. And I said, anything else? And he said, no, just advertising. Now, honestly, I don't think that's enough. As an expert, which he's a technical expert, you know, there's a lot of other ways that he could generate income for his firm, and his firm could develop additional income streams. So as we talk about these value-based marketing things, I also want you to be thinking about them in terms of additional income, okay? All right, let's see. The next one is information products, books, tapes, CDs, video, e-courses. Now, these are all marketing vehicles. Oh, we're going to think, you know what, Angie, why don't we mute for a few minutes, because I'm going to give a little more explanation,
okay.
And then I'm going to ask everybody questions.
Okay,
okay,
give me 1 second.
Great.
Okay, Katarina, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Great. All right, so everybody, with info products, books, tapes, CDs, videos, e-courses, and we could probably go on there, the great thing about those is that you can absolutely make a lot of money with those kinds of products, but you can also give them away. For example, I have if you go to attractclientswithease.com, there's a beautiful 20-page, beautifully designed ebook right on the front page that you can download for free. Okay? Now, a lot of people sell their ebooks, and that would be an income stream. But in this case, it's a marketing tool. Grow your business, 20 ways to grow your business, free, beautiful ebook you can download. Okay? Now, that's something that helps you establish yourself as an expert. Of course, books are the most expensive and the fanciest brochure and the most impressive brochure that you can ever have. Of course, you can also sell them. They also serve, though, to send to people who are your potential clients. Okay? In fact, we'll talk a little bit more about media in a bit. You know, it's very important to have books to get media. Now, even local media, but you can get some local media without having books, but it definitely helps, okay? All right, then of course you all know about blogging and podcasting, and it's really, these are part of the value, particularly of podcasting, is that people can hear you and people can download you on put you on their iPod, and that's awesome because that allows them to take you with them. And of course, information products do that too. Now, before you feel overwhelmed, I want you to recognize that you don't have to do all these things, but I want you to recognize that this is how you get to the tipping point. This is how you get to the place where your phone rings all the time, where opportunities come your way, where people are not just, you know, coming to find out about you. They're coming to you because they really want to hire you, okay? Another great one of my favorites, is cross-promotional marketing and strategic alliances. And that's where you're promoting somebody else and they're promoting you. And because you're promoting each other, that provides more, it's much more impressive, and it gives the person who's looking at that the sense that, oh, well, if this person recommends this person, then this person must be really good. Okay? And also your affiliate programs would fall under this, in terms of your websites and link exchange and all that. Now, the other thing that falls under this is where you and a couple of other people do, let's say you do a speech together, or you do a seminar together where you have the financial planner and the estate attorney and the real estate agent, and they're all talking about, you know, growing wealth or something like that. Well, they're all adding credibility to each other, but also they're all helping each other build their client base and build their list. And one of the things that is not a specific value-based marketing technique, but something that is very important for you to do and to think about, is how to build your list. And all of these things help you build your list. Now, it could be your email list, it could be your direct mail list. Okay, now the next one is publicity, radio, TV, and print. Now, here's the thing about publicity, though. You don't control it. You know, you can't necessarily call the Today Show and say, I want to be a guest on the Today Show. Now, you can call them, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to put you on. But I do encourage you, if you do want to get to the tipping point, if you do want to attract clients with ease, to have some media. Now, that could be print, TV, radio, and start locally. Start with your local radio station. Start with your local newspaper. Start with your local TV situations. Because to get national, you need to have local. You know, when they call you up from the Today Show, or when they call you up from CNN, they're going to ask you, what other media outlets have you been a guest in? And if you don't have any, then they're probably not going to put you on, because they're looking for people that have experience, unless you're a really total specialty in an area that they can't find anyone. But otherwise, they're looking for people who have local experience. So that's a great place for you to begin, and it's really a lot easier and pretty easy overall to get local media. And then a couple of my last one that we just want to touch on is sponsorship. Sponsorship is when another organization says that we think you're totally awesome and we're going to sponsor you, and that could be either they sponsor you by giving you money and asking you to do something, or they sponsor you by making an event happen and paying for the event. So let me give you a few examples. In my own business, I've been sponsored by Staples, and what they've done for me is they've paid me to go speak at conferences, and they've also paid me to go and do programs in their stores for small business owners. Here's what I want you to recognize about sponsorship, though. You have to be able, you don't just have to know your subject and be a good expert, you also have to be able to deliver something to the client. And in this case, I was able to deliver lots of small business owners into their stores. So that made me sponsorship worthy. And in terms of the conferences, I would get the speaking engagement at a large conference full of small business owners, so I was delivering their potential client to them. So everybody, I'm a big fan of sponsorship. What I want you to recognize, though, is that you have to be able to deliver what the client will want, which will be their potential clients. Okay? Now, everybody, to do all of this, what you have to recognize is if you're too much of a generalist, you are going to be working too hard, and also you're not going to stand out. So the whole point of being an expert is to stand out in the crowd. Okay? So, for example, with the hundreds and hundreds of small business coaches out there, rather than just saying I'm a small business coach, what I say is I help entrepreneurs get clear on their expert advantage, or I help entrepreneurs attract clients through utilizing and creating their expert advantage. Okay? So now that's much more specific than just saying I'm a small business coach. So what I want you to recognize is that if you keep it too general, you know, and we talk about this at Dream Coach University, if you just say, I'm a dream coach, well, if there's 30 other dream coaches in the room, you're not going to stand out. So that's why it's important for you to develop in terms of I am a dream coach, with helping people find their best relationship, helping people through life transition, helping people who want to have a strong financial future, whatever it is. The more narrow you can get, the better. And that's been really an important lesson for everybody to learn. Okay, Angie, let's open it up for questions.
Okay, great. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I've opened the line.
Great. Anybody, any questions or comments before we continue?
Well, you're giving a lot of good information, so it's exciting to hear you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, well, I'll just continue here. So everybody, the way I state it here is the first thing you need to do is really take a look, good look, and get really clear about what your specialty is. Now, how do you do that? First thing is, if you're not sure, you could ask yourself, okay, well, who are my clients that I am just so crazy about working with, that I just love to work with? Because now the place that people usually go is they say to themselves, okay, well, I have experience in this arena and I have experience in that arena. So, okay, like, for example, if you say, oh, well, okay, I used to work in the restaurant industry, so I could be a coach or a plumber or a consultant or whatever to the restaurant industry because that's my experience. Now, that's one way to go. Of course, with this group and with all people I talk to, I'm going to say you're going to follow the passion, right? You're not. Don't go just for where you have experience. Go for where you have passion. Also, go for where, this is an important thing that you, those of you that have been with me before, you know, I always like to focus on, go for where the ease is. What do you do with ease? And sometimes that comes just through the course of your career. In my own career, one thing that's been amazing to me is that I've had a tremendous amount of success working with professional organizers. Now, if you could see my office right now, you would say I need a professional organizer. So I would not have picked that area to think, okay, well, I'm good with this group, right? Also, if you, another group you would not associate with me with, per se, is the image consultants, okay? Because, I'm not necessarily imagey person. I wouldn't necessarily put myself in that category. But I've had tremendous success over there. I do it with ease. They totally resonate with my programs. So that is a place where I have created a little specialty within a specialty. Now, why is this important? Because if you're going to market yourself to image consultants or professional organizers or coaches or moms or people in transition or single people or whatever, whoever your ideal client is, you want to absolutely have some piece of a page on your website or a what I call a one sheet, which it was simply a PDF, or articles. You want to have some stuff just for them, okay? So for example, I'm telling you all my secrets tonight. I have an Expert Advantage program just for image consultants. Now, if you go to my website, which is attractclientswithease.com, attractclientswithease.com, or you can go to katarinar.com. It's the same site. If you go there, you will not see any of the specific image consultant stuff. Those things are created just to send out to the image consultants. But you will see testimonials from image consultants in addition to everything else, so that if anybody lands on the general site, they're happy. So what's my point here without getting too confusing? The point is that if you do have some specialty programs for a specialty industry, you might have a page on your site just for them that the only way people can get to is by having that link so that the general public isn't going to see it. Because you don't want to confuse the general public. And people make two mistakes. They either stay too general so that nobody says that's for me, or they put their specialty stuff on their site that's the same for all their general stuff, and then people get confused, okay? So, in fact, there's nothing wrong with creating a totally separate site for one of your specialty markets, okay? So, for example, if you did, let's say you were a coach specifically for mortgage brokers, that was your specialty, but then you also did some general coaching for right now, you might have a special site just for mortgage brokers that didn't even have a link to your general site because you would have a whole another marketing plan just around that. Because everybody, here's a question that you have to answer. Are you standing out in the crowd? Are you differentiating yourself? Are you distinctive? Are people going to say, I need to talk to you? Or are they going to feel like you're just one of a million people or 100 people that are doing the same thing in the same way? Okay? All right, any questions or comments before we continue? All right, go ahead, please.
One of the things that, I've been hearing lots of information about getting specific about the target market, and
yeah.
part of my hesitation is, you know, what if I'm so specific that I'm like closing out other opportunities? It's a conflict that I have, even though I know it's the right way to go. It's that constant battle for me to keep moving forward. Even though part
okay,
of
and
me.
Tell me your name and what's your business?
My name's Debbie, and I'm a life coach.
Okay, great. Okay, so Debbie, you're a life coach. Now, do you have any specialty areas?
I do. I specialize working with women and finding balance in their life.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, Debbie, that is great, and it's still really general.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, you can keep that general focus, and you can have your regular website with your general focus, okay? But let's say that you take a look at your client base, and you realize that you've had several clients that were moving towards retirement or had recently retired, okay? Or you had worked with several clients and you thought you did a great job and they did got great results and it was totally with ease for people whose children were leaving. They were empty nesters, okay? Or we could get even more different focus and say working with women who are executives who are managing a professional corporate career and a home life, okay?
Most of the women I work with are self-employed, so that
okay, great.
Kind of narrows
so you do. So your specialty is for the self-employed who, you know, because they have their own business, they're having difficulty having a life too, because your small business can eat your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with that, then, if that is most of your clients, and if that is really your preferred client, and what percentage of your clients are that?
About 75%.
Okay, so here's what I want you to recognize.
Okay.
If it's really that high, Debbie, if it's really 75, that other 25 will probably go down to 10, just like, you know, people that are general. But that 75 will probably go up to like 120, because people will say, that's for me. And in fact, as you were just saying, well, I mostly work with small business women entrepreneurs. I was thinking to myself, Debbie, I was thinking that's for me. But when you said a few minutes ago, you know, women balance, I didn't say that was for me. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because here's the other thing, and this is a very important point. Everybody, the people in your potential client group have to identify themselves as part of that potential client group. So let me see if I can make that clear. So, for example, for you to say, I work with women looking for balance, for people to say, that's for me, they have to identify themselves as a woman looking for balance, okay? That's going to be a much smaller number than I work with women entrepreneurs that want to create more balance and fulfillment in their life, because 90% of the room that you're talking to, if you're doing a good job of being in the right place, is going to identify themselves with that. Okay? So, for example, I'm a plus-size woman. I haven't done any specialty work with plus-size women. Why? Because a lot of women don't identify themselves as plus-size. So it's not really a good group to say, I work with plus-size women, because most people won't identify themselves with that group. Even if they are, obviously.
Right.
Okay, or like the term empty nesters. Okay, if you go there, you have to make sure you're talking to people that identify themselves as that. Okay? Okay, Debbie, does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Now, everybody, this is a really important point. You can't market to a group that doesn't identify themselves as part of that group. Okay, so Debbie, what I'm going to say to you, and this is for everybody, is that you're going to have so many people knocking down your door when you take a stand and say, I work with this smaller group, than when you're a generalist. Because even when you said, Debbie, and as we all hear, when you say, I'm a life coach, there's five other life coaches in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But when you say, I'm a life coach who specializes in helping entrepreneurs create balance, women entrepreneurs, everybody in the room is going to say, that's for me, because there's nobody else in the room that is doing just that. Okay? So, are you there yet, Debbie?
Yes. I just have to take ownership of that's what I do.
Right. Right. You take a stand. And I'm going to tell you, my friends, I've been at this for over 13 years, speaking, coaching, writing, etc. About 3 years ago, I created two specific markets. I was no longer just a business coach, which I've been for very long. I'm now a business coach who helps entrepreneurs create their expert advantage, okay, to attract clients with ease. By doing that, that business has quadrupled, and I don't mean to exaggerate, I'm not, or brag. It's quadrupled. Why? Because people say that's for me. I have a whole separate market that I work with direct sellers. I have a whole separate website for direct sellers to grow their business. You only know that because I'm telling you that. If you go to my regular website, you're not going to see anything about it. Why? Because I don't want to confuse the marketplace. Okay? And that's why people, they keep their business general because they don't want to miss out on anybody. But you want to take a stand. You want to say, I do this. Okay? Now, if you can't decide that you just do this and you want to do this and that, that's fine. But the truth is, when you do this and that, you need two separate websites, you need two separate business cards, you need two separate speaker sheets, you need two separate e-newsletters, you need two separate stables of articles, okay? So you got twice as much work. And believe me, it's a lot of work because I'm there. But at the same time, it can, of course, also be very lucrative, okay? All right, now, but then within that, everybody, you can occasionally do something special. Like if the mortgage brokers invite you to come talk to their group, you could create something special, which won't take you much time, just for the mortgage brokers. You, Debbie, in your case, let's just stick with you. You could create your, you know, 4-week telecourse on creating more balance for mortgage brokers. Okay? And so you can also create programs to support any speaking engagements that you're doing because that's the easiest way to fill a course, a teleclass, to fill a course or a teleprogram or even sell product or anything is with the speaking engagement. Okay? Now, let me ask, of all these things we've talked about, which have been many, your website, articles, e-newsletters, speaking, special events, teleclasses, info products, blogging, podcasting, cross-promotional marketing and strategic alliances, publicity, and sponsorship, any of these that any of you would like to discuss in more detail. I'm going to let you all pick where we go next. Any of these that any of you wanted to hear more about?
Katrina?
Yes.
My name is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I'm new as a life coach. And I just
welcome. Congratulations.
And I've just
what is your specialty?
I knew you were going to ask that. Does it take you a while to sometimes find that?
Yes, it absolutely does, Margaret, and that can be part of your exploration process.
I would say women's issues, women in transition, divorce situation.
Great. Okay, great. All those, so great.
Broad.
So if you stand up in the meeting and you say, I work with women in transition, particularly women that have been through a divorce or are going through a divorce, will be going through a divorce, you're going to have 10 to 20% of the women in the room say, that's for me, right?
Right.
Now, that is much clearer and much more specific, the divorce issue, than just saying women in transition. Okay? Did you have a question or was there something particularly?
Yeah, I've never blogged before, but on my website, I created a spot to blog.
Great.
I need to do that in the next few days, but I'm just kind of drawing a blank when I'm thinking about it, like,
okay.
What do I need to try to achieve as I'm
okay,
blogging?
So let me just give you a few blogging tips. I'm not a big blogging expert. In my Expert Advantage class, I actually bring on a lot of other experts. So I do have a blogging and podcast expert that come on, a branding expert, a local publicity expert. So I do, there's a few areas that are not my areas that I do bring other experts on. In terms of blogging, one of the biggest mistakes people make is their blogs are too long. So through 100 to 300 words is a good size for a blog. Okay? Now remember, blogs are more like journal entries. So even though in your case it's got to be value added, it could be, you know, more of a conversation or something that happens. Like, you know, you could say, for example, you could say, today in working with one of my new clients, you know, we came across the issue of managing your confidence and your self-esteem as you're going through divorce, right? Then you could talk, you could give five tips on here's a few things you might want to do to improve your self-esteem when you're going through a divorce because it's not unusual or unnatural that it might dip a little bit, okay? So that's just a quick little thing, but you want to make sure that you're providing some value in there, all right? Now, you could have another blog that's a link to some resources that people might be interested in, and you talk a few about what you want. The problem with blogging, everybody, is that you have to be consistent with it. Okay, and you want to do at least a couple a month. Now, the blogging experts will tell you once a week. All right, but
yeah,
here's
I'm
the thing.
I'm going to do it once a month initially.
Okay, and I'm going to say that once a month is probably not often enough. Now, I would say write an article once a month, send out an e-newsletter once a month. But I got to tell you, I had a conversation with a coach last week, and I said to her, and she's not been around that long, and I said to her, what are you doing to market your business? And she said, well, I just sent out my first e-newsletter. And I said, great. And I said to her, did you put a special offer in there? Because that's something everybody that you want to do. You want to put a special offer in your e-newsletter. And by the way, that can be for a lot of different things. I've put, because you're reading this e-zine, you get a free e-book. I've put, because you're reading this e-zine, email me if you want me to send you this $10 coupon. Because you're reading this e-zine, if you sign up for class, you get this product, $69, as a gift. Because you're reading this e-zine, here's a free teleclass for you next week. Because you're reading this e-zine, here's a recent teleclass that I recorded that you can listen to, okay? So you always want to have a special offer in there. Now, that could be a gift or it could be a discount or something like that. So anyway, I said to this coach, I said, okay, tell me about your e-zine. Did you have a special offer? She said yes. I said, and it was for a promotion. I said, did you have anybody take you up on it? She said, no. I said, okay, how many people did you send it to? And she said, 12. Now, I'm going to tell you that this person really needs to focus on list building before they focus on writing a newsletter. Are you with me? Okay?
Yeah.
You need to, don't just do this stuff to do it. You need to have a market to put it in. Okay? So what does that person need to do? In that case, and Margaret, for you, if you're brand spanking new, although hopefully further along than that, I'm going to say that you all need, and this is something that's not in our discussion so far, FaceTime. FaceTime is when you get your beautiful face out there and you press some flesh. Now, FaceTime is different than just networking because FaceTime also includes speaking. And now it could also include teleclasses, even though that's a little bit pseudo FaceTime. But the point is that you have to build your list. Now, other ways to build your list are you could connect with your strategic alliance partners, which is everybody who knows you and thinks you're fabulous, and ask them to send an introduction to you and your website and your newsletter out so that you can build your list. So as you begin your business, those of you that are new, and really whatever stage you are in your business, you want to be building your list because the bigger your list is, the bigger your response is going to be to any special offers that you make. Margaret, did you have a question in there? I just think I went off and didn't give you a chance.
No, I think you answered it.
Okay, great. Great. Anybody else, any questions or comments to put some attention on?
Hi, it's Lynn. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm really interested in the cross-promotional marketing and strategic alliances and that sort of thing. Can you talk a little more about, things to do and not to do in that area?
What is your business?
Life coaching.
Life coaching. Okay, great.
I know.
What is your specialty?
Well, I am working that out because I'm just entering it. But it's basically I want to work with women in career transition to give them more life and energy.
Okay. So women who want to transition into a career that gives them more vitality.
No, I know. I didn't say it very well. It's basically women in transition, but I know that's too broad.
Okay. Yeah, so, I'm going to say to you, Sue, to narrow it down, but let's just hang out with cross-promotional marketing, okay? And by the way, everybody, here's one strategy that I don't necessarily teach in the expert class, but we'll talk about it right now because Sue, I think it applies to you and to many of the people on the line, and so far everybody that's talked tonight is a coach. So unless anybody else talks, we'll just assume most people are coaches. All right, so here's the thing. I created a concept that I teach in my networking programs called a circle of eight. Now, a circle of eight is you plus seven other people that have the same client base as you but provide a different product or service. Now, for example, let's take the life coach, okay? And Sue, let's take you who work with women in transition. Well, who else works with women in transition? We might say the personal trainer, right? We might say the massage therapist. We might say the image consultant. We might say the professional organizer. Okay, do you see? I'm already halfway towards my circle of eight.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I think we need to mute.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. So the point being that these other people all have our client base already. They don't do what you do, but their clients need what you do, and your clients need what these other people do. So you all can create a circle of eight. Now, a circle of eight can be as formal or informal as y'all want to make it, meaning you could just meet over the phone, you can meet in person, you could put together an actual brochure, you know, or just a folder with all your brochures in it, or you could do links to each other's websites, you could send out emails about everybody's site to each other. So these are all things that you could do. You could do seminars together. Now, this would be a way for, as a life coach, Sue, just hanging out with you, as a new person in the marketplace, you know, you get with the image consultant and the personal trainer, and you guys do a seminar together, and they invite all their clients, and you're the featured speaker, and now you've just been introduced to all these new people, and if you're good, you're going to walk out with some business and some clients. Okay? So that's one of my favorite ways for cross-promotional marketing. Another thing you could do with this group, or you could just do with one person, and everybody, as you build your circle of eight, you just start with one person, and then you add, is that you could take, and you could do this virtually, or you could do this through direct mail, you could make a coupon, Sue, again in your case, for, you know, 50% off your first session, and you could have your strategic alliance partners send that out to, you know, top 20 clients with a letter that says, you know, Sue is an excellent life coach, and you know, based on our work together, I know that you would really find her work valuable, and here's a gift for you, okay? Or it could be a total gift. It could be like a complimentary session that they're getting because they're the client of somebody else, okay? So those are all different ways for cross-promotional marketing. Now, the way you get started on cross-promotional marketing is that you find some of these people that you think are a good match for you, and you begin to build relationships with them because, of course, you have to know them, like them, trust them to recommend them and their services. And don't hesitate to hire them for a session or two or three because then you can really speak from experience, or you can even do a trade so you guys can become familiar with each other, all right? Now, just to say a little bit more about cross-promotional marketing, one of the things that I've done successfully is had the people that are guests, my guest presenters who speak in my Expert Advantage class, I have guest presented in their classes. So they're doing something different. For example, I have a branding expert that comes the second week of the Expert Advantage, and she talks about branding. Now, I'm not a branding expert, so I have her come do that, but then she's not necessarily a speaking expert, so I go and do the speaking program in her class, okay? So now her clients are becoming familiar with me, my clients are becoming familiar with her, and everybody is having more clients. But the other benefit of that, everybody, is that as the expert, you don't have to be the expert at everything. All you have to do is have access to other experts who can bring their resources to your client base. And therefore, as a result, your clients see you as the ultimate resource for whatever they need, they're going to come to you. They also value your opinion, so that's why all of this cross-promotional marketing works. Okay, if we are muted, Angie, let's open it up again, and let's see if there's anybody else that has any questions or comments or anything else that we've begun to discuss that they would like us to continue.
I would like some help. Hello?
Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking, what is my specialty? A career life planning and money counseling. And I was thinking, well, maybe my specialty is people in career transition who have money issues.
Okay.
What do you think? I mean, almost everybody who makes a career transition does have money issues.
Okay, well, so let me say this. Now, I have a master's degree in life transition counseling psychology. And I mention that because my belief is that in our modern life, we're always in transition. I mean, who's not in transition?
True, yeah.
And so I say that to say that I think with a few exceptions where people are really feeling like when you lose a spouse is an obvious major life transition, we are always in transition. So I think that, again, remember, and what was your name, I'm sorry?
Well, I'm the Sue that you thought was the other woman.
Okay,
I think.
Great. Sue. Okay, so Sue, remember we talked earlier about people have to identify themselves as part of that group. It doesn't do any good to talk to say I work with these people if those people don't identify themselves as those people, okay?
Right.
So I think that with a few exceptions, divorce, which somebody was focusing on earlier, death of a spouse, or you could say when you have a new job, with few exceptions, people don't necessarily identify themselves as in transition.
Okay.
So for you to say, I work with people who want to improve their financial life or, you know, improve their relationship with money or something like that, I think that that is more of a grabber than career transition. But
well,
that's
I was
just
thinking
me.
What came to me was I work with people who want to find more meaning in their life because I do want to work with people. Yeah.
Okay, so that's totally different.
Okay.
So working with people to find more meaning in their work or find more meaning in their life is a totally different specialty than helping people improve their relationship with money.
Okay,
here's the truth, Sue. You can do both. But if you do both on the same website, from my perspective, it's confusing.
Okay.
Okay? So you may want to pick one, but that's up to you. Okay? Now, here's the thing. Okay, let me say this, too. Everybody, if you're going to be a generalist, so, Sue, let's just hang out with you for a second. And let's say that, okay, so you say, no, Katarina, I'm just going to stick with both of these, and I'm going to add one more, okay? That's fine. That's a generalist. That's a lot more work. But if you're a generalist, and I'm going to say it this way, everybody, you got to have a lot more charisma and a lot more personality than the average guy next to you because you're selling yourself more than you're selling your services. So if you're perceived, Sue, and you can create in the marketplace that you're the ultimate life coach, then people will come to you for a variety of reasons. But if you are a regular Joe, for lack of a better word, regular Jane, and you're not really distinguishing yourself, then people are not going to run to your door. Okay? So, for example, Larry Winget, some of you may be familiar with, I heard him on CNBC, he's an author and he's more of a generalist and he has a bald head and he wears cowboy boots and he wears like bright, fancy cowboy shirts and he talks with a southern drawl and so he's a very distinctive personality. And so he can be more of a generalist because people are resonating with him more at the personality level than the specialty level, okay? But I say that that's a little bit more challenging to do. It can be done, but but it's much more challenging. Okay? All right, Sue, have I just confused you more, or have I given you any clarity?
I'm kind of confused now. Okay. But that's okay.
All
it'll
right.
come clear.
Well, here's the other thing, especially everybody when you're new, you just get out there and you start doing what you're doing, and your specialty emerges. Okay?
Mm.
Your specialty emerges. I've had a lot of luck teaching, speaking to architects. Never would have thought that, but again, resonated well with that group. Because every group, every type of person, every type of people has their own has their own kind of personality. And if you, like for example, I've had a lot of success with foster parents. And foster parents, surprisingly, are a lot like women in funeral service, and I've had a lot of success there, too. These are all groups that I wouldn't say, oh, that's my group. I don't have any experience there. But you just kind of go, and you say yes to any opportunity coming from the right direction. I like to say it that way. I say yes to any opportunity coming from the right direction, and you try things, and you see what resonates, and that's where your specialty emerges from.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Sure, thank you. Everybody, before we take a couple final questions, I want to tell you a little bit more about the Expert Advantage Program. I have a new group starting in September. There's new groups starting all the time. And actually, this group that is starting in September is looking like it's going to be a group full of coaches. So if you're a coach or you're not a coach, you're, of course, welcome to join us. But sometimes it's fun when everybody's doing the same thing. And in this program, which is 3 months every week on Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific time, we talk about all of these different things in much more detail. Branding, articles, e-newsletters, speaking, special events, teleclasses, info products, podcasting, blogging, strategic alliances, publicity, and sponsorship. And identifying your specialty. We talk about all these things every week, taking one of them, plus in several of these sessions having an outside expert come in. And my thing that I'm really known for in terms of this work is really breaking it down to what are the first few things to do to get this going, what are the first few things to do to get this going, and really simplifying the process of getting these different things going in your business. Now, I have to tell you, one of the image consultants in my last program, she's got her website, her blog, her e-zine. She's already been invited to Hollywood twice. She was quoted in the Wall Street Journal, because once you start to get the word out, that's when that tipping point starts. And if they see you in one place, they ask you to be in another place. So these are the kinds of things that your Expert Advantage really helps with. Now, if you're interested in participating in that program, it's a very small group. There's only 10 people in the group, so it's a lot of individual attention. That program is 3 payments of $255, but if you're on this call and you let me know that you are with Dream Coach U, I will bring that price down to $200 for you times 3, $600 for the whole program. So just email me or register and just put DCU in the Where From area, and we'll give you the VIP discount. There's much more detail about the program on attractclientswithease.com or katerinar.com, and that's CATERINAR.com. Let me also say, if you go to katerinar.com, you can download my free ebook. You can listen to 7 questions to innovate your business, a little podcast that I did. There's a couple other interviews on the front page you can listen to. There's tons of articles. And you can also find out about the other kinds of, I do individual coaching as well. If you really want to blast off your business, everybody, I really encourage you to take everything we've talked about tonight and really focus on accelerating your business by increasing your expert advantage, because that is the way that you are going to stand out from the crowd, that you're going to make your phone ring, and people are going to say to themselves, that's for me. And if you're not having people say to you, that's for me, I need to talk to you, if your phone is not ringing with people saying, I would like to talk about working with you, then you are not yet there to the place where your expert advantage is working. Any final questions or comments before we close? Okay, everybody, also let me remind you, if you sign up for my e-zine at katarinar.com, I am doing a free teleclass later in the month that you're welcome to join me for. Don't do them very often. And there's lots of value there on the site for you. Angie, I want to thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure
Absolutely.
To be here in this fabulous community. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll be back again soon, not
yes.
wait so long this time. And everybody, if you like, and if you'd like to talk to me, you're welcome to call me. I'm at 415-668-4535. That's my office number. Or you can email me at info@katarinar.com, katerinar.com, and I'll respond personally, and I look forward to helping you increase your expert advantage. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Katarina. Thank you, everyone, and be sure to join us next week, and Marcia will be back, and it'll be her call directly, so it'll be her open call that she has. So look forward to having you all back next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Good night.